The Fed decision has come and gone, and looking at the market reaction, the central bank managed to come in more dovish than expected overall. Indeed, Fed Chair Powell said the central bank could begin tapering asset purchases as soon as November, and indeed, we did see the dot plot jump, with median expectations now seeing a rate hike in 2022. But at the same time, the Fed Chair stopped short of any guarantee of a taper in November, and the dot plot adjustment wasn't as clear-cut as perhaps advertised, and so the net reaction was risk positive, with stocks recovering and the US dollar coming back under mild pressure. Another contributing factor behind some of this risk-on flow we're seeing into Thursday has come out of China, where authorities have been working towards a restructuring of troubled company Evergrande. Key standouts on today's calendar come in the form of German, Eurozone, and UK PMI reads, the BOE policy decision, Canada retail sales, US initial jobless claims, and US manufacturing PMI reads. That's all for now.